Microsoft did a survey, and they found that there were more than $1.5 billion in losses in 2015 from tech scams. What was interesting to me is only 17% of the people victimized were older than 55. The people that were most likely victimized, 50% or more, were people between the ages of 18 and 34, which tells you that at any age, you can fall for a scam. And the way this scam works is really quite simple. You either get an email or a phone call from someone supposedly with Microsoft or a tech company, and they claim that there's malware on your computer and they need to go in and fix it. And a lot of times we sit in front of our computer and we think it's not operating right or it's running slow, and they say, well, maybe that's correct. And they tell you that for a fee charged to your credit card, they'll go in and fix the problem. And people give them a credit card number, and that's the whole scam, to get your credit card number. But sometimes they actually go in and steal your personal information, your financial records, your photos, and then they want to ransom that information back to you. So what we try to remind people is that Microsoft is not going to send you that email or make that phone call or any other legitimate tech company. That's an unsolicited call. If you feel there's a problem with your computer, that maybe you do have malware on your computer or some virus, you need to call a local reputable tech company with a good reputation and have them come out and look at your computer. You never want to give away credit card information or personal information to someone who's contacted you by email or phone in an unsolicited call or unsolicited email. And you can go to aarp.org/techscams, and Microsoft has joined with AARP and put out a great little booklet that tells you about the scam, how it works, and how not to be victimized by that scam.